Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. This is episode 26 of the Knights of the Old Republic, season 3. And when we last left off, we had gotten a quest from a man in a bar in Rodian country. I'm kidding, it's not Rodian country. But we got to head back to Tatooine. What the man requested is to head to Tatooine so that we could tell his leader, I believe it was, that he did not want to abide by his ruling anymore and didn't want to deliver, quote unquote, deliver the package anymore. So what we're going to do is we're going to head back over there and see what we can do. We're going to see what we can do for him. So we're going to hit the thrusters and head over there to that and come back to the goal again. Korriban has to be done before we can finish the game. So we're going to be doing the Seed quests. We can't even pick Dantooine anymore. Dantooine is legitimately unpickable right now. It's kind of scary. Anyways, as we fly away from the planet, we see the rocky planet surface and a cutscene as the Ebon Hawk flies into the sky. Now, if you remember from the early episodes, the Ebon Hawk looks very, very reminiscent of our good old friend, the Millennium Falcon. We fly what I believe into Tatooine's landscapes. We fly into Tatooine. I just skipped the cutscene. And we fly into Tatooine as we go and check this out. Let me go check the journal again. The journal tells us, for a favor for Rodian, we are supposed to meet him, crew member of a trading ship named Orion, and representatives in the meeting on Tatooine. It just says, meet Damon Drexel on Tatooine. I don't know where Damon's hiding, but we need to go find him. That is the goal. We're going to take two people with us. We're going to take Carthu Nasi with us, and we're going to take HK the droid with us, our combat droid who we just outfitted with better weaponry, better power, better pizza, Papa John's. We started walking towards the port, a man walked up to us and said, "Carthu,
it is you, isn't it? I knew it when I laid eyes on you. You old space dog, how have you been? I thought for sure you'd be fighting on some ship out there."
"I was. I crashed."
"That's pretty rich. I can't imagine what it would take to keep you on the ground. Must have something to do with your friend here, eh? How's it going?"
I'm sorry, you're a friend of Carth's, I take it?
"Sure am. We joined the militia together back on Telos. That was a lot of years ago, of course."
"So what are you doing here, Jordo? Last time I saw you was on, Telos, actually."
"Yeah, it's a shame about home. Telos still hasn't recovered. The family and I moved on, and I'm working for Zerka now. I didn't see you after, what I mean is, my condolences on your wife. I heard what happened. At least your boy made it through all right."
"My boy? You mean Dustal?"
"Yes, of course. I saw him at my last stop on Korriban, though he didn't recognize me. You didn't know he was there?"
"No. Jordo, Dustal's been missing since the attack on Telos. Are you absolutely certain it was him?"
"Yeah, I'd recognize Dustal anywhere. Positive. He's joined the Sith, Carth."
"What do you mean he's joined the Sith?"
"What?
There's an academy for the Sith on Korriban. He's a student there. I saw him suited up in their outfit and everything. Sorry, I thought you knew."
No, I didn't. Well, thanks for telling me, Jordo."
"Sure, no problem. Good to see you again, Carth. Hope everything works out with Dustal."
"Dustal? Dustal is alive. We have to go to the Korriban Academy and find him."
"I understand, Carth. We'll head over there as soon as possible."
"Thank you. I just have to see him. I have to know what happened to him. All this time I thought he must be a man by now."
"Okay, so there, that's what happened with Carth's boy. Okay. Well, we still gotta go find Dustal, but that's good information to know. Very interesting information to know, actually. So we gotta find this Duras Minor. I wonder if he's gonna be in one of three places, in my opinion. He's gonna be either at the Hunting Lodge. I don't know if he'll be there, but that's where my guess will be. Let's take a look. Kudos, Faxa, Durek Quinn. That name doesn't sound familiar. No, it's Damon. Looking for a Damon. Damon Drexel. No Damon Drexel here, so we will leave the building. Around here. I know he's not going to be... The best guess for me now will be... probably at the cantina? Oh, wait. A new person standing here with two exchange war droids. That's going to be our boy. Let's check him out really fast. With an exchange thug to our left. Thug is working for the exchange. He's probably here to observe the meeting. Oh, shit. One, two, three exchange thugs. Oh, no, this is going to go down very poorly. We're going to end up with someone dead, aren't we? All right, Jawa, buddy, you need to leave.
Rundi Hadonga Kuhunga
Bi. Go away! I have neither time nor the patience to indulge you. You must be Damon Drexel. How do you know that name? Are you a part of the surveillance team? I'm here on perhaps behalf of the Rodian, Drix Kulwitz. I'm attending this meeting in his place. I knew that Rodian was a fool, but not that he was also a coward. It seems his new captain has come soft on his crew and weaknesses formed where there was one strength. He has his reasons, I am sure. Then this topic is no longer worthy of our discussion. We move on to the more pressing matters. I assume the Rodian has informed you of the situation. He's here to relinquish to me the item of great importance that was scheduled to be delivered to an associate of mine while I was still in the Orion's captain. It's a simple transaction, nothing more. I am aware of the details, my friend. And our business is now concluded. The Orion will deliver the merchandise to its agreed location, and I will deposit a generous sum of credits onto one of Orion's Nar Shaddaa bank accounts. That won't be happening, Drexel. The Orion has decided that they would rather keep the merchandise than hand it over to the exchange. Then I can only assume that the Orion's captain has at least discovered the true nature of his merchandise he carries on his ship. I can see now why Drix was afraid to confront me. But ultimately is no consequence. He cannot hide from me forever. Where is the boy? Like you said, our business is concluded. It's time for me to depart. Then you leave me little choice. Min, attack! Base filled. All right, so we got two war droids. We're going to... We hit the main guy with a stasis field and then immediately hit the war droids with a freaking force lightning. They really stood not a single freaking chance here. Oh, you aren't just the Rodian's replacement. You're a damn Jedi. This hasn't turned out like I expected. There's only death for me here. So you're running? He's running. Should I chase him? Let's check the remains of the bodies. 1,000 credits and a vibroblade. And the war droid had no credits on him at all. Looks like more remains lay to be found. Another Mandalorian blaster and another 1,000 credits. The third remains is 1,000 credits, a Mandalorian blaster, and a freaking hell. These guys were loaded. 1,000 credits. I have gained 4,000, 5,000 credits from this one mission alone. What have I just walked into? We're going to heal up real quick. Good job, HK. You did survive. You did well, buddy. Oh, my goodness. This is interesting. I'm not quite sure what to think or feel or anything about that whole exchange there. Dealing with the exchange. That's funny. That is actually pretty hilarious. Now that I think about it. I wasn't thinking about that much before. And now I was. And I'm giggling over the stupidness of it. Anyways, Back to Korriban we go. Let's go back to Korriban. Korriban. There we go. Travel back to Korriban. And we're just going to skip the cutscenes because we don't really need to see the flight cutscenes every single time, right? Unless we do. I don't think we do. We're going to now travel back to the cantina and go talk to the Rodian. And if that's all, I mean, that's got to be like the start of the DLC questline, right? No, so we're taking Karth, of course, Karth and the battle droid with us. Now, for those wondering, you know, I'm playing a light side Jedi, right? Why I would carry HK with me? Well, one, HK is hilarious. So you can't discount the hilarity of an HK droid. But two, you also have this really good bouncing effect of multiple characters balancing off of each other. And it really kind of helps situation well. Okay. Oh, lordy. All right, we're coming right on to Drix right now. We're going to talk to him real fast. You have returned, Kylie. Have you met with Draymond? As you requested, I've met with him, yes. What happened? Naturally, he was angered by your decision to cancel the debt. He attacked me. I defended myself. The meeting was turned out as I feared. I was right to seek your help. What happened to Daemon? You killed him, yes? No, he still lives. He escaped. Even in defeat, Draymond will not give up. He'll devote his efforts and entirety of his resources to claiming the merchandise for himself. He's always stubborn, even as captain. Well, then I wish you luck. You will need it. I pray for you for your help. Here's the reward I promised you. Buddy. Reward's not necessary. I'm just happy to help. But I insist, take the reward. Thank you for your help. Now I see I was wise to enlist you. Which is why I must ask you another favor. In your absence, I discussed the situation with my captain. And he was very interested in enlisting your aid for what was a very important venture. It's too late. It's dangerous for me to venture here. You must head to the Angrian Katina on the planet of Tatooine and seek out a Bith named Ponda Habate. He will tell you everything. Thank you. I'll consider your offer. Please, Kylie, it is of great importance that you speak with Ponda. I hope we meet again, yes? We gained 1,000 credits and apparently gained some items, which are... look through the item list here. We got so many items from the previous whenever we picked our stuff back up that we have just a bunch of stuff in our inventory here that I don't know what he gave me that was new. At all, actually. I'm looking for anything that just... Not seeing anything right offhand, sadly. No. Seeing anything that stands out to me. No. Anyways, let's see here. How much money do I have? I've heard a disturbing rumor. How do you match your description as reported as slain? It was me. Why? I can look after myself, buddy. Why are you worried that I toppled a crate dragon? If there's anyone I can galaxy, I expect to reasonably survive an encounter, I expect it would be you. But if you're going to continue reckless escapades, I recommend you stock up your weapons and armor from my inventory. Let's see your items. But okay, definitely different. Okay, give me just one. Looking here through his list. There was a something in here I saw earlier that I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want. But I cannot recall what it was. Like a $15,000 one. No, it's the $22,000. Okay. So we need 12,000 more. So let's sell off some of the stuff we just picked up. Holy shit, we have a bunch of advanced med packs. We have a bunch of security spikes too. Computer spikes, 35 parts now. Holy cow. Economy light armor can be sold. Public mod armor probably can be sold. We can sell off one of the battle armors. Powered battle armor, that's neat. Durasteel heavy armor, that might be useful. We're going to probably sell both of the vibro blades. Vibro double blade, 2 to 16. That's not a bad weapon, but we are going to take it off. Let's look at stuff. Sigil crystal is pretty. A couple Mandalorian blasters, a Mandalorian heavy pistol, assault rifle. We don't have enough to sell, sadly. That's make up the money difference that we. Arcane Utility. Arcane Utility Belt, which we had in our inventory, is a computer use plus 5, repair plus 5, security plus 5, and treat injury plus 5. Apologies, I had to take a drink there. That is awesome. Huh. That is actually straight up awesome. It's an 8,000 credit item. I didn't even know I had it. Okay, hold on. What am I using? A CNC enhancer, strength enhancer? I'm thinking about, yeah, we're going to pass that on to Karth because that will just straight up make Karth a boss, a beast. A beast! 7 on repair. Oh, it didn't actually make him good at all. Can he wear it? No, sadly. Like, can my boyo wear it? He cannot.
Yes?
It made him passable. Not really a beast, though. If I take this off, that lowers my to hit plus minus 1. So what we'll do is we'll do this. I'll go over to Karth. Karth, I want you to use the CNC CNS strength enhancer. And then I'll have my character wear the Arcanon belt, which is a plus 5, plus 5, plus 5, right? Across the board. Which will then put him at computer use is a 13, demolition 7. Awareness 11, persuade is an 18 of what we have, repairs a 10, and treat injury is a 17. I've got 0 in security, but I thought the Arcanon did security. It does, security plus 5. All I really need to do is take one skill point in security, and I think that would grant me the security ability. That's interesting. So an item cannot buff something you don't have any skill points in. Is what I'm understanding. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I was unaware of that little tidbit. So we're going to head back to the Hive of Conthlin. Hive of Plenian scum of Anchorhead. Wonder what happened to Anchorhead in the preceding months, right? Since everyone is, you know, dead, I guess. Right now, I'm waiting on my party to catch up with me. Maybe. I don't know what they're doing. Hold on.
Ready?
Sure.
Yeah, they are coming this way. It's just taking them forever. They got stuck on something, and they're just now making it to. Oh, my goodness. Guys. I wanted to board the ship like half an hour ago, and you guys are just lollygagging out in the middle of nowhere. Okay. I wondered if it was like, I knew there was something to do with Cormon with Karth, but I didn't know exactly how to trigger it. And apparently that was the trigger there. All right. So we're headed back to, we're back into a damn, shooting section. As apparently we're passing through another freaking blockade. I don't understand why the game was like, yep, you gotta do command thingies. All right, we've got 2 more left. Let's kill them real quick. Well, maybe. I'm trying to leave my shots, but I'm failing. The other guy. There he is. There's the other one, and one more is flown right over toss me. Right across toss me. Right over toss me. And... got him. And all of them are dead. And now we get our escape to Tatooine. What the heck is going on? Like, the game was like, yeah, you haven't fought anybody in a while. Only been talking to people for a while. Let's throw some spice of life flavor. Some spice of life flavor in there because you crossed a blockade or something. Did I cross a blockade? I don't think I did. I don't think Tatooine or Corban had a Sith blockade above it. Maybe they did. Now I'm thinking about it, because it is a Sith planet, that does make sense, right? Part of me is hoping that one of these characters will talk normally, because my throat is hurting pretty badly right now. And I am drinking something to actually help it. But oh my goodness, if I have to do another gravelly voice, I think my voice is going to explode. And it'll be bad. And all of us will cry. There'll be tears for days. Women gnashing and wailing in the street. Apparently... alright, let's take a look. Circa Officer Grant Ganderoff? I was going to say Ganondorf. That's not who that is. Ponda! We found Ponda. Alright, Ponda is... not human. Not going to speak English. Not going to speak common. Let's get to it. Here we go. Why have you disturbed me, human? You wish to sell me something? I'm looking for a Bith named Ponda Ibata. Where to find him? Looks like you found him. Where is he? I'm going to speak with him. It's me. I understand you're an associate with the Rodian Drix Kilwit. I've heard of your exploits. You defeated Dret Damon at his own game. Very impressive. Why, you have the potential to help us further. We're in need of a great individual such as yourself. All right, what do you want from me? Now that Damon is out of the picture, we need to focus our efforts on moving the merchandise to a more secure location. The captain has decided on the Outer Rim's Aero system. The Orion's voyage to Aero's pit will be a long one, and for the duration will be completely vulnerable to attack. I need you, a vulnerable warrior, a proven warrior, wow. So lend us your skills should an enemy seize the opportunity to attack us. Okay. Why not just hire a mercenary then? We need someone we can completely trust. Your encounter with Damon earned you that trust. All right, let's do it. Let's go. You wish to come into the meeting of the Orion now? The route we're taking avoids all Republican Sith checkpoints, so the voyage will be a long one. Okay, let's depart. Let's go. All right, let's board the Orion, but your companions have to remain here and wait your return. Oh. I lost my companions. It's just me. Silver Edge 9 presents. We're in the DLC now, I think. Here we go. Oh, look at this cutscene. This is definitely a cutscene. It looks like very reminiscent of the cutscene from 2. Brotherhood of Shadow. With ominous movie music playing in the background. You've awoken on the traitor ship Orion. Stretch out through the Force and sense the presence of life. Okay. Though you feel something isn't quite right, strange disturbance echoes through the Orion's corridors. Sense someone approaching. Kylie, I'm relieved you decided to accept a proposal. Welcome to the Orion. My pleasure. It was my pleasure. I'm sure you found your quarters adequate for what it's been a long journey. For the moment, it seems, luck is on our side. The exchange is nowhere to be found. Okay, I have some questions. I'm sure you do, but I'm not the one to answer them. Speak to the captain. He'll answer any questions you have, yes? All right, I'll be going now. Very well. I'll be on the bridge with the captain. You should speak with him. Oh my god, this is the same room the game starts in. I'm not even kidding. This is the exact same room the game starts in. All right. The building is literally... Oh my goodness, I'm in the tutorial ship. So someone recolored... They recolored the tutorial ship's rooms. Like a bluish hole hue. And it's literally the exact same ship. As I walk into like the first corridor, to the right, you can see where the explosion damage has been done. Now there is different NPCs in place, right? You go to the left, we got a beep boop droid coming at us. Hello, beep boop droid. What's your deal? Huh? Bop, 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 bop. What, buddy? Stupid droid. Why did it make me kick the droid?
Hold you up, Anki.
You idiot! Look what you've done! I didn't anticipate the droid would explode so easily. This has been the worst few months of the captain of my life. First captain leaves, down one of my remaining astromech droids just exploded. You mean, Damon? Destroy my droid and then expect me to respond to your question. This isn't how karking works. I'll be gone. Just don't touch anything else, Murglock. All right, the mechanic's an asshole. My character is inexplicably an asshole for doing whatever the f*** he just did. That was not cool, but whatever. Yeah, this is the tutorial ship. Like, straight up, the tutorial ship. Interesting. All right. So we're going to walk through here and see if we can't talk to people. Crew member. He says, I miss the old days where an adventure was around any corridor. Okay. I see a Mandalorian named Waylon Vow. Metal box with a swoop bike on it. A bunch of Pazak cards, a carbonite projector Mark II, and an anti-gravity thing. Door in the distance. Sounds like somebody is fighting. Looks like two people or two crew members are fighting for some reason. Okay, and a crew member is over here just playing on the computer. A medical droid keeps going back and forth and healing the two idiots. Crew members walking back and forth. Let's talk to the Waylon Val. He says, welcome, my friend. How can this humble Mandalorian be of service to you? Mandalorian. Is it not comforting to be greeted in such a way? I don't think it was possible for a Mandalorian to be polite. Just recovering from shock. My friend, when one has been raised by Coruscant's finest, it's expected they behave in a manner befitting of their upbringing. Sorry, you were raised on Coruscant? Long ago, when I was a child, I lost my true Mandalorian parents during what I can imagine to be a conflict of some kind. Luckily, I was found by a passing ship carrying fine wines destined for a wealthy family on Coruscant. It was that family that took me in and then raised me. Why aren't you still in Coruscant, then? Because I wanted to be closer to my Mandalorian roots. So I travel the Outer Rim as a crew member on the Orion. I'll be going, don't mind. As you wish, my friend. Enjoy your stay on the Orion. He bowed. What a weird situation. I can't go through the door by the two people fighting. Let me. So I see a Pazak player who is standing there. And now I got a glimpse of the bridge. And someone saying, Captain, I disapprove. I know. What is your problem now? Must you always question my authority on the ship? You brought a Jedi aboard the Orion. The old captain would never have allowed that. Remember what we've discussed. It's the only way. Even if he means well, we can still use him. Don't be stupid. It's just a matter of time before the Jedi learns the truth. I hear that they can read minds. Calm your fears. I believe this Jedi is trustworthy. Just don't say I didn't warn you. Okay. We could definitely read that. Sova Sarah Dagon's supply shop. Are near Sarah Dagon.
Hakujinkopa.
Says I welcome you to Orion. I am Sarah. Never met, yet you seem surprised to see me. Forgive me, it wasn't my intention to make you feel uncomfortable. I've just never spoken to a Jedi before. May I see your stock? Certainly. I managed to gather quite a variety of stock from the different planets we visited. Oh, a Jedi Seer's robe. Okay, that's a 21,000. Okay. Definitely that seer's robe is a wisdom plus 5. And an Aralam crystal. We're going to buy that. Let's start looking for things to sell. That can sell. We can sell that. Honestly, I'm probably powered line armor. Probably. I need money. Great double blade. Not worth. I'm gonna sell Karth Blast. I'm not gonna sell Karth Blast. I will sell the Mandalorian assault rifle though. Like looking through my stuff and seeing worth a damn. Because I really want. I need like how much I need. Sell off some of the shields. Especially the shields I don't need. Nerve amplifier belt. Sell off one of those. Sell off those. Sell off the car. Okay. Cardio system package. 2,500. Selling off stuff. Inventory. Frag mines can all be sold. Really not seeing anything that's going to really bring me any money. Sadly, let's go back to the buy list and see if I can catch that. Cannot catch that Jedi Seer. Seer Roads, 2,600. Is there a workshop around here? There is not. Astromech.
Khaki.
Droid is not functioning properly, and apparently I can kick it. Why do I always kick the droids? Did the creator of this mod really like kicking droids? All right, Hanno Channing. I have nothing to say to you, Jedi. We don't need your help. Sorry, what do you have against Jedi? Let's just say I don't trust your kind. Jedi are bad news. All right, bud. Hey, Drix. I have a bad feeling about this voyage, Captain. Greetings, my friend. I am the captain of the Orion. Allow me to thank you for everything you've done for us. Your help has continued to be invaluable to us. All right, can I ask you some questions? If it's information you seek, then it's information you'll get. What do you need to know? What's the merchandise? When Damon was still captain, he was scheduled to deliver what he called a great item of greatest significance to his exchange contacts on Nar Shaddaa. Later, when he left the Orion, he contacted me and requested we deliver this merchandise to him. At first, I agreed. Now I discovered it would be the truth behind the merchandise. It would be grossly impossible to deliver such an item into the exchange hands. I'm afraid I cannot reveal its secrets to you. Not personal, I assure you. All right, I'll go back to my previous questions. What do you need me for again? Long as we're on this thing, the merchandise will be a draw to the exchange. We need a warrior like you to protect us. All right, be going now. Small favor, what do you got? Sarah Dagan, require some help. Speak to her for more assistance. I want more money. What do I do for more money? Need more money. Why is your feet in the floor? Okay. Feet's not in the floor. Pazak dealer.
Hold you up, Anki.
Pazak?
Hold you up.
Pazak?
Hold you up.
Pazak? Fine, I'll play. Maximum wager. 22,000 credit. Why not? Choose side deck. All right. So we've got a bunch of cards here. Let's go with a plus 5, a plus 5, a plus 4. Plus 3, 2 plus 2s, and a couple plus 1s, and a plus 6. I got a bunch of plus minuses here, which makes things really interesting for me. And I ended up with a plus 6, a plus 5, a plus 4. And a, yeah, that's not bad. All right, so we're going to, I got a 5, so let's end the turn. We got a 1, and remember, I think it's, just, what, a 21? 7? A 16. Turn. He got a 16 as well. He played a plus 4. We got a 21. Is it 21 or 20 for Pazak? I think we'll stand. Nope, it is 20. Shit. For some reason, I thought it was 21. Never mind. We got a 10. We're sitting at 12. Let's end the turn on a 12. Come on. We got a 19. Let's end the turn. We got a 21. We're going to flip and toss a -4 up there and end the turn. Got a 25 up there. We won the set. Got a 10. We're going to end the turn. Got a 15. We're going to add a plus 5 to the mix. End our turn. And we won the second set. End the turn. 6 on the board. We got a 7 on the board. Got a 19 on the board. All right, he stood. All we have to do is get a... Nope, we failed that one. That's fine. The opponent won the set. We're trying to win this last set here in the turn. He got a 3. We ended up with a 10. Now I have a 7 on the board. We have a 20. We landed with a 20. Let's see if we can... He got a 22. We won the set. 26. We won the set. We defeated our opponent. We gained 2,000 credits, putting us at 1,900 credits. You know what? Dave's coming. We actually can. We can win money.
Hold you off, Anki.
Yes. I'll play. Can I go higher than 2 grand? No, 2 grand is the highest I'll go. Okay. Go with the same hand. Let's go. All right. We ended up with a 3, 1, 6, and a 4. Cool. All right, we got an 8. And I don't know why. This is the Pazak playing episode. We're just trying to make our money. We ended up with a 23. If I flip that 3 to a... We'll make that a 20, and I win the set. Nice. I have got an 11 on the field. He's got a 5. He's got an 8 on the field. I am now at 19 on the field. If I go with a plus 1, that puts me at 20. All I have to do is just not... All he has to do is not get a 20. And it's a tie. Tie, set, tie. Set, set, tie. End the turn on a 7. He ended up with a 3. I got an 11 now. He's got 8. I've got 12. He ended up with a 9. We're both rolling low. I just rolled high. We've got an 18. I'm going to stand on an 18. All he has to do is... Nope. He won the seconds. He won his set. Okay. We got a 5. 4 on the field. I got 10. I got a 6. I got a 16. Ending the turn. And nope. A 23. We're going with a 17. And then we're standing on 17. All he has to do is beat a 17, and he wins the set. And now I leave my fate up to chance. If I can hit a 20 for 2 rounds in a row, I will be fine. Otherwise, we will be safe scumming this. And with that, this is a loss. That's fine. We will reload it and try again. I want that Jedi robe. Pazak? Pazak? Pazak. Let's do it again. All right, here we go. We're going to do it. Pazak time. It's Pazak time, baby. Got a 6, a 5, a 1, a 3. And a turn on an 8 on the first round. He got an 8 as well. A 16 on round 2. Okay. We can go for the next run. We're probably going to be needing to use a card on this one, but we'll see how this rolls. He ended up with a 10. We ended up with a 20 even. He ended up with 19 and a 25. We won set 1 using 0 cards. We ended up with a 1 on the field for set 2. Set 11. Now we got 11 on the field. He's got a 4. We got a 16 on the field. No way. There's no way we can really win this. We got a 5. 25 on the field. We could place a card down to set that down to 20. And he also ended up with 20, so that sets the ties the sets up. We got a 2 on the field. He's got a 7 as his first card. My second card is a 6, making this an 8. He's got 12. We're sitting up at 13. He's got a 13, and now we're sitting up at 16. Gonna be tight. He's got 17. This is a tight race. He's got 23. We got 23 on the field. We're gonna use a negative 3 card. Put it down to 20. He ended up with 22, winning the set for us. Now we have 2 cards on the field. We have a 3, 6 and a 1. These are going to be helping us trying to get this final hand, winning us 2,000 more money credits. Let's go with the end of turn. Ending of turn. That's a 10 on him as well. That is an 11 on us. We're looking for that 3. That is a 14. That is a 17 on us. He ended up with a 21. He dropped it down by 3. We ended up by 5. All we have to do is drop it by 8. We drop it to a 19 and stand, and we win the set, putting us at 20. I believe we're at $2,100. Let's talk to Serena here. Sarah, I need to see your stock, my friend. Let's go to the sell list. All we got to do is sell some things. And I'm just going to sell, like, 10 parts. All right, let's go back, and we're going to grab that Jedi. Did I not grab the Uram? Hold on. Let's look here. Did I not grab? I'm going to be so aggravated if I didn't. Oh, I did grab it. Okay. Cool. So every time you talk to her, she restocks the inventory. Okay. Good. I'm going to grab the Jedi Seer Rolled Robe for $2,100. Very, very, very cool. And we're going to equip it. Jedi Seer Robe gives me a plus 5 wisdom and a plus 3 regeneration from the Force. And it looks dope as hell. It's got this really pretty red. Pretty is not the word I was looking for, but it's got this really cool red, like, hue to it. And it literally puts our wisdom at a plus 8. And if you remember, all of our spells are, our major stuff is accompanied by wisdom. Like Persuade, I believe, is a charisma. Let's see your wisdom. Purity, if we had 1 point in a charisma, that would be, we have a 20 in treat injury, which is awesome. Awareness is at 14 right now. And computer use, but that's fine. We got a high wisdom ability, which means when we heal for good. Let's do start this mission. I've been instructed by your captain to provide assistance. Can you care to provide me the details? You've been instructed to aid me? Well, I think I could use your help. Okay, please explain what's to be done. My astromech droid system has malfunctioned recently. The parts I require to fix them are currently in the possession of the Brian's mechanic. Please, I need to collect these parts. Where's the mechanic? I think you can find him near the quarters. I'll go grab the parts. Now, one of the things that I really enjoy is the fact that the items that I have, the items I have overall are really just pushing, all in all, towards a more wisdom-based class setup. Let's go take a look at these droid parts here. We're just going to grab the droid parts. We cannot. We need to find... Where is he at? Oh no, where is he at? Protocol droid, where's the boy? Where's the man?
Squeaking. How embarrassing.
Where is he at? The man near the quarters is missing. He's legitimately missing right now. Let's go to my quarters and see if he's hiding back there. Oh shit. You heard that. He is talking to the captain in my quarters. Let's deal with this.
Why
are you interrupting me? What do you want? Hold the attitude, my friend. Not looking for a fight. When you're in my profession, a bad attitude's what gets you through the day. What are you doing? What does it look like? I'm trying to fix this rust bucket of a ship. The Orion has loose screws, malfunctioning droids, shoddy steam vents, and even collapsed ceilings. I've got a constant headache. Must be a difficult job then, my friend. I don't want your sympathies. I want you to leave me alone so I can get back to work. This is one of the Republic's Hammerhead-class warcruisers, is it not? How did a group of traitors manage to acquire it? I'm not here to answer your questions. Go bother the captain with it. I'll be going now. Hey, wait, before I go, I need some parts for the astromech droid. Well, I don't have them. Well, then where are the parts? I don't have them on me. They're around here somewhere. Location of them? Try looking in the droid's part kiosk by the particle droid. I think the parts you're looking for are over there. He is betraying. He is 100% betraying us. He is a betrayal. He is a betrayer. He is the betrayer. Let's grab the droid parts off the. Let's see. Continue searching. We found the droid parts as we searched through the stuff. One of the options was destroy the protocol droid and gather the parts from it. I'm sorry. What the f- I have questions. I have a lot of questions. Like, why? Why is that the option? Why is that the option? Let's talk to Sarah here and discuss the task and show her the droid parts. Because life is a little easier now, and I'm going to tell her I'm happy to be of service. And she then hands us a robe. Let's take the blue robe. Thank you. Okay, cool. So she gave us some blue robes and 500 experience. What blue robes did we go? Two items. Thermal detonators, blah, blah, blah. Mandalorian Wars robe, which gives me a dexterity of +5. And an immunity to fear? The hell? Yeah. Straight up, yeah. Okay, the Seer robe gives me a regeneration. The Mandalorian robe gives me a defense of 20 freaking 2. And immunity to fear. And it looks snazzy as hell. Oh my goodness, this looks snazzy as hell. Now I'm getting some good stuff. I hope this stuff does transfer back over to the base game. Alright, let's go talk to the captain again.
You do about the one I need you.
I have completed your task, Captain. That's great. There's nothing really you can do at the moment. Captain, I picked up an incoming ship. Current angle and speed. Yes, it's coming at an attack angle. It's hostile. Down, calm down. We'll handle this situation calmly. Are you sure it's not just another passing trade ship? Got a bad feeling about this. Captain, it's coming closer. Judging from its speed, they're going to board us. Be sure no one knows of this voyage. Nobody. Captain, we have an incoming transmission from the ship. Shall I accept? I don't know. This could endanger the mission. Kylie Kane, what do you suggest we do? Answer the call. We need to know who's engaged us. You heard the Hammond Cap. Answer the call. Patching the transmission through now. Come to claim by what is right should be my possession. Hand over the merchandise crew members of the Orion. And I promise this reunion will be a painless one. You may have once been my captain, but that doesn't give you the right to come here and take what you please. The merchandise stays here. All of you are personally indebted to me. I sheltered you from all the horrors of the galaxy and gave you your meaningless life's purpose. You aren't getting my sympathies, Drexel. We have seen you for what you really are, a murderer. So has Kylie Kane here, the Ryan savior. Interesting. Perhaps you're not quite the amateur I thought you to be, old friend. But Jedi or not, your friend changes nothing. This will not be another Tatooine. Do not throw your life away so needlessly. Escape while you still can. Even though I was exiled from the Orion, its crew are still mindful of the lessons I taught them. Deception, when applied correctly, can be a useful tool for manipulation. You only knew the truth behind the merchandise. Die. Damon, stop. You don't know what you're about to do. The truth? What are you talking about? The merchandise You seem so adamant on risking your life to protect is something that, as a Jedi, you have sworn to destroy. An ancient Sith artifact. Don't you see? These traitors have manipulated you from the beginning to further their own interests. So does Drexel speak the truth? Is the merchandise a Sith artifact? Yes, it is. It is. I'm sorry, but we didn't tell you for this good reason, I assure you. See, he admits he lied to you. He deserves to be punished. He deserves to die. They all deserve to die. Kill them. Kill them now. I'm trying to turn you against us, Kylie. Please don't listen to him. I leave the choice to you, Kylie. Either I'll board this ship and claim the artifact, which is rightfully mine. Damon Drexel out. Kylie Kane, I am sorry. How can we know of your intentions? How can we know you would discover the truth? What you would do should you discover the truth? Sith artifact is being taken to the Iroh system so it can be hidden from those who would use its power for evil. Damon wants to use the power to give the artifact to the Exchange, one of the largest criminal organizations in the galaxy. We used you because there was no other choice. Please, you must protect us. You must access the Orion starboard section and halt Damon Drexel's boarding party at whatever the cost. You know what? I understand. Your intentions were noble, and I hold no grudges. Thank you, Kylie, for understanding. You must now stop Damon stealing the artifact. You don't have much time. I assure you, I will defend the artifact with my life if necessary. May the Force be with you, as the Jedi often say. It is the Orion's. It is time the Orion's crew retreated to safer areas of the ship. You may not speak for some time, so good luck. Oh my goodness. There's so much talking. I gained light side points, though. So much talking. All right, so let's open up the door. We're opening up the door. Here we go. And opening up door number two. And it's a Gamorrean. What do you want, human? To just come disturb the beasts? Human. Beast, disturb! If you're looking for an intelligent conversation, you're in the wrong place. Beastmaster Joel is just kind of chatting here. Storage room, starboard section. Oh, for the storage. Check out the storage room. Why is it locked? Storage room computer. Unloaded. Place the console. Open the storage room door. Authorization failed. Beastmaster. I want in. Can you let me in, please? Okay, never mind. Going to the starboard section of the ship. It won't let me in the back in that section, sadly. All right, now we're running down the starboard section. We see droid maintenance, and it looks like Commander Drexel's orders are to secure this bridge section in preparation for further advancement. I don't want to fight you, but I will defend yourself. We're the Exchange's finest, not so easily bested. Attack the Jedi! You are aware that's a mistake, right? Stasis field. All right, cool. Cool. Now we're going to just Master Flurry. And another Master Flurry. Everyone, stasis fielded.
Here.
We're all in stasis fields. Aw.
Here.
Hey, have a seat, my friend. Oh, she didn't survive. She didn't make the AC. How surprising. All right, she didn't make the AC for that again. And we're healing ourselves. Now we're going to run with another force wave. And now we're going to attack again. 800, holy schnozzle. 800 experience on that kill right there. Now we're checking the remains. We got a vibroblade, a heavy repeating blaster, and an adhesive grenades. Check the remains here. 4,000 credits and adrenal strength. Right. Neat. And now we're checking out droid maintenance here and seeing if there's anything we can get from here. With all the droid parts, either I'm going to get a droid or I'm going to get a droid companion at some point, I'm going to bet. The Twi'lek on the floor, sadly. Hey, how long does it take for the captain to secure a location? Don't you even suggest you a fall? It would jinx this operation. I've seen it happen. You worry too much! How can you be so sure? What if she ran into the Jedi? No single Jedi can defeat us all. Come, let's check on the captain's progress. So, you're here. That means... I really wish to see no further blood spilled. Please escape while you still have the chance. You killed the captain! You killed the captain! Attack the Jedi! Thank you for that. Here we go. We're gonna go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're gonna use a life support pack because holy shit. Alright, we're gonna do a force wave. We got a save on a force wave, which is gonna save on a freaking force. These are utility items, usable items. Utility items. Utility items. Life support pack. Max, this guy is actually strong as hell and is actually making things very difficult for me right now. Which is very frustrating. Damn. Like, straight up very difficult for me. Let's see where the autosave hit me at. I think the autosave hit me right before the, right before I quicksaved it. No. The autosave hit me in a different location. All right, we're going to hit the autosave, which was like 3 minutes later. That is really, really awful. Okay, so we got to do that first attack, first battle again. With Commander Drexel's captain, I guess. All right. Not having neither. Thank you. We're going to run with Stasis Shield first. Which should do us there. We're going to do Advanced Lightsaber Throw. One more. And one more. And then, let's go with, a frag grenade. All right. And we are actually currently winning right now. You know, I think the regeneration will probably be more useful. Just all in all. Yeah, I think the regeneration cloak might be more useful than the having that two extra defense. Because AC doesn't matter if you're still freaking dying. Which is a pretty good, like, way to think about it. that's kind of how my thoughts are, is AC doesn't matter if you're still dying. So what we're going to do is we're going to do Stasis Field. He actually survived the Stasis Field. And then we run with a... Alright. And now we're going to... Basically master flurry our way through the one I've got. Alright, so now that we're close, force wave again, and then we're going to heal. Alright, and we're going to attack her. We're gonna attack the exchange captain. And then we're going to do another force wave. All right, that'll knock him down on the ground. We're going to do another force heal. And then we're going to... I am going to power attack this bastard. And kill him instantly. All right, so we know what's at stake ahead of us, right? We all know what's coming up. We got a massive fight with multiple players. And when I say multiple players, I mean a lot of people. There's like 10 or 15 people in that room. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to take a pause and find out how this goes down on the next episode of the Verzian Chronicles. I want to thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the episode so far, if you enjoyed everything so far, please let me know somewhere on the internet. And remember that you can always catch early access stuff on the Patreon at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you'd just like to support the show, you can also go to the Ko-fi.com, Ko-fi, KylieKane/KylieKane, to catch, to just support me. You also can find good other goodies there too, like the Verzian Chronicle Breakdowns, which will, by the time this could be, you listen to it, well, otherwise, thank you for listening. Catch you next time. Be awesome. Bye-bye now.